And you're welcome back to the Saturday Connection. I'm Charlie McGettigan, and our special guest this morning, Brenda Linton, all the way from North Carolina. And before the break, we were just talking about the song Warriors, but we decided we'd do a different song. Which one are we going to do?
This is a beautiful traditional tune. We're very proud of our traditional music in the Appalachians and in the western part of North Carolina, which is where I live now. So this is a song that I got from a Gene Ritchie CD. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do this a cappella for
lovely,
you.
Lovely, lovely.
Phil, if you could give us a B. This has a drone with it. Oh, Father, won't you come and go along with me? For heaven is my aim. Jesus is gone, but he's coming back again to take his children home. Look the way, look the way, look the long, lonesome way. You can see
one for the first in this program. That was Brenda. If you've just joined, that was Brenda Linton there, and her friends Sarah Bennett, Bert, Robert, and Philip joined there in their and it sounded really good. It sounded like a million pipes there almost in the background.
That's what we've been told.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. really nice.
And look, that's an influence. I mean, that's probably one of those songs that
came across
these shores. Mm. Went across the ocean and then was isolated for a while in the Appalachian Mountains, and that's what came out.
I'm just looking at looking back at your career, and I notice a sort of variety of influences. Perry Como, the Beatles.
That's
to,
right.
You know,
I loved Perry Como when I was about 10, 11.
Yeah, I'm always interested to hear, you know, the reaction, because I've read so much about the Beatles and, you know, the reaction of different parts of America. We've had different people here from America, and they've talked about, you know, man, the Beatles just changed my life and stuff like that. But North Carolina always strikes me as just so rooted in its roots music. You know, how well did they penetrate in there?
Oh, they did, just like anywhere else. Mm-hmm. However, we also had a lot of traditions going from black music. Mm-hmm. We had something called beach music that was happening at the same time that the Beatles invaded the U.S. And that was very popular and very important to us. It was kind of a rhythm and blues that was adapted to North Carolina, and it had there were dances that went along with that, and so the wonderful people like Marvin Gaye and Otis Redding gave us that legacy. So I think musicians and people who listen to and love music kind of took it all with a grain of salt. The British music was important, but it couldn't really stamp out.
I wouldn't think that was
overcome our own music, the music from Detroit, the music that, you know.
Because after all, it was that music that influenced the Beatles in the first place.
That's exactly right. The black blues players.
There's a lot of toing and froing across the Atlantic there with the music and the influences and stuff.
And that's what makes it so wonderful.
Yeah, but to come out of that then and go back, you're listening to Bob Dylan, and obviously people like Joni Mitchell and that whole James Taylor thing, the 70s, you know, a great time for that kind of music. Crosby, Stills and Nash. Mm-hmm. Of course, Nash was an Englishman as well.
That's right.
You know, you've sort of moved back into, you sort of combined such a broad variety of music on your album. You know, Quiet Love is so jazzy.
Right.
You know, it's just a great song. And that last song, The Lifeboat, where did that come from?
That's also a song that I found in a traditional music festival in West Virginia. when I was just combing through the cassettes and the CDs, I found that piece, and I just fell in love with it because mm-hmm. it had this haunting quality to it. So I decided it would be, because this album has a lot of songs about loss and about coping with loss, I thought this would be very uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done other songs too by Iris DeMent
I love Iris DeMent. Yeah.
Do you like Iris?
I love Iris DeMent. Yeah, she's a love or hate person. I mean, you either like her or you don't like her, but I absolutely love her.
That's what we hear. Mm. A lot of people in Ireland.
She doesn't come here enough, really. You know, Jim Rooney, of course, lives here, who produced her album, first two albums, I think. She's really, really good. I'd love to get another song from you, Brenda.
Well, why don't we do an Iris DeMent song?
Oh, yeah? What's it going to be?
We can do that for you. We can do one called Shores of Jordan.
Lovely.
We do this one live, and we have a great time with it. We'll probably do it when we perform. Anytime, whenever we are performing here now.
Whenever you are or were performing, we get it all mixed up.
That's right.